New South Wales backs off plan to reduce casino gambling limits. The Government of New South Wales, NSW, Australia, has officially delayed the implementation of a previously announced reduction in daily cash gambling limits at casinos. The plan had been in the works for a while and has previously been met with resistance. Originally scheduled to come into effect on August 19, the new limit would have capped the amount of raw cash a casino customer could use each day at $1,000 Australian, $647. That policy change will now be deferred until August 19, 2027, giving the state's two main casinos, the Star Sydney and Crown Sydney, an additional 2 years to adjust. This postponement marks a significant development in the state's regulatory approach to gambling oversight. The existing $5,000 Australian daily cash limit will remain in place throughout the extended period. The decision is widely viewed as a temporary measure to assist both casinos as they continue to grapple with operational and financial challenges stemming from heightened regulatory scrutiny in recent years. Star Entertainment acknowledged the deferral in a corporate filing, noting that the two-year reprieve is subject to several conditions. These include the requirement to monitor cash usage for gambling purposes and to submit regular reports to Liquor and Gaming NSW concerning customer behavior and other related data. The government retains the authority to revoke the extension at any time should it determine that compliance requirements are not being met or other concerns arise. In the period following inquiries into the suitability of both Star and Crown to hold casino licenses in NSW, the operators have faced extensive regulatory reforms. These include new anti-money laundering protocols and initiatives aimed at promoting responsible gambling. Major casinos see drops in revenue. Among the changes was the introduction of mandatory carded play across casino floors, requiring customers to register and track their gambling activity. Star reported that this particular requirement contributed to a decline in gaming revenues of more than 10% in Sydney in the weeks after it was enforced. Notably, such mandates do not currently apply to the state's network of pubs and clubs, which are also involved in gaming but face fewer restrictions. A spokesperson for the NSW government confirmed that the extension of the current arrangement was approved after reviewing multiple factors. These included the effectiveness of existing financial crime prevention measures, as well as concerns raised by casino operators about potential impacts on employment if the $1,000 Australian limit were introduced too abruptly. The transitional period is therefore intended to give the casino industry additional time to implement necessary technological and procedural adaptations without further destabilizing their operations. According to reporting by the Australian Financial Review, Star and Crown, both of which are still reeling from massive fines and regulatory issues, had contacted the state government earlier this year with formal requests for the extension. The operators argued that more time was needed to align infrastructure and staffing with the new regulatory environment.